So today's daf is Shabbos daf ayin hey. So in the middle of my daf yomi shir, so we were learning about what the case is. Case is Haiman deshakil akupe miglime chayav mishum makib apatish. So a person who removes, let's say there are some extra loose threads in the garment, and you remove it, you know, to make the garment look nicer. You have these loose threads there. So that's actually called makib apatish, because that's a finishing touch, and the malacha makib apatish is like the final hammer blow. What it means is the finishing touch to complete a kli, to make it final, essentially, to finish it up. And the Gemara says v'hani mili dekapit alayu. That's only when you're particular. If you have these loose threads, and because these loose threads are on your garment, that you don't want to wear it because it looks bad. So since it's in a sense for you, it's unwearable. With the way it is, so when you remove these threads, so then it is a violation of makev apatish. So Dov Cohen asked me, what about removing tags, right, or price tags? Let's say you have a price tag that's sticking out of your clothing, or this he didn't ask, but let's say maybe he did ask, but let's say you have these. You bring back your suit from the cleaners, and it's Shabbos, and you forgot that the tag is still connected by a rope or a string to your garment. Are you allowed to rip that? Are you allowed to rip the rope? Are you allowed to rip the string? Is that makib apatish? So
that's part of the garment. Oops, sorry.
Yeah. So you're saying that's not part. In other words, the string itself is part of the garment, and so therefore that is. When you're removing it, so you're saying, you know, it's only makib apatish if you actually, I guess, remove something that's part of the garment. That's what you're arguing?
So, does it make a difference if it's new or old?
So, I'm not sure. I'll tell you what. So I saw the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa wrote on this, and also Rabbi Ribi at Stern HaMalachos wrote on this. So the first point is, it's close. I want to be a little sharper than what Ben says. Go on the same lines. Makib apatish is when you do something, and as a result, the kli is finished. It's like it's now a good, usable, wearable kli, right? When you attach a tag to a suit, so the suit is already finished by itself without the tag. So you're not doing makib apatish for ripping out the tag. And as you finish the suit, and then you're adding the tag to it. So it's correct, Ben, when you said it's not connected to it. The analysis, I think, it would be that if you have something that makes something as a result of which the garment is not wearable yet, and then you remove that thing, the extra whatever, so now it's wearable, so then that's makib apatish. Here it's wearable, and you just attach a tag to it, so it's not an issue of makib apatish. The only other question is if it's maybe korea, ripping. Are you ripping something? So there are two potential reasons why we're lenient. So one, it's based on a Mogid Avraham, who seems to say that the only issue of ripping is not with like hard or brittle materials. In other words, korea is really more soft materials. If there is a prohibition. Let's say if you have a knot, you have a shoelaces, you know, you have a double knot, whatever knot, and you're untying the knot. That's matir. That would be a violation. But cutting a thread or a string, so that might not be korea. Moreover, what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, this is in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Samach Gimel, he says, Divrei Habasha Chadashim, he says new ones, he says something else, Kshurim Yachad, that they're tied together, Kigon Garbaim Kfafot. Let's say you have socks or you have mittens, right? And sometimes they come and they're like, there's some kind of string, a rope string that connects the two gloves to each other, the two socks. Yeah, freedom semis and baldom. It's ideal to try to detach it while it's still daytime. Shachach la freedom y baldom. He said, forget to do it while it's still daytime. Al yatir kol kasher. But the truth is, there are two opinions of the Ramah whether it's permitted. But he said, therefore, you should try to remember to do it before Shabbos. If you forget, then if there's a knot, you can't undo the knot. If a mutter la natik is a chut, you're allowed to just rip the thread. Im omnam osakin der kilkul hachut. If you do it by way of kilkul, if you're doing it in a destructive manner, and then he writes in brackets, if ein lasos kein bifnei am aretz, don't do it in front of an ignoramus. In other words, what he's saying is, that there are certain halachos, like there's certain halachos where we say don't do it, you know, because it's bad unto itself. And sometimes they'll say, don't, you can do it, but, you know, and I'm very nervous about you doing it because people will not be able to distinguish, many people will not be able to distinguish between doing that and something else which is forbidden. So, for example, let's say you have, I don't know, let's say you have a yo-yo, right? And you cut the string of a yo-yo. So that would be forbidden. Why? Because you're destroying the yo-yo. That's sosa. You're cutting a string, but it used to be functional, and now it's no longer functional. So the concern, the reason why the Ramah writes, don't do it b'fnei am ha'aretz, in front of an am ha'aretz, and that's also why the Shmir Shabbos writes this, based on that, is that we're concerned that you don't make a mistake, and it's very important that the only time it would be permitted would be, for example, the plastic thread connecting price tags to a new garment, or probably also the same thing about, let's say, a laundered garment if you have a tag and that's connected to it. So the cutting of the plastic string would not violate Makiba Patish, and presumably would not violate Korea either, although it's preferable, if you remember, to do it while it's still daytime.